Are you tired of playing small and ready to step confidently into your greatness and share your unique brilliance with the world? Well, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sabine Gideon, and I've dedicated nearly two decades to empowering individuals and leaders as they confidently navigate the twists and turns of life and career transitions. If you're seeking direction, connection, or just a little push to play bigger, consider this podcast your VIP pass to a community that genuinely understands your journey. Join me every week for candid conversations and practical guidance designed to help you navigate the challenges of life and business, foster a growth mindset, and cultivate meaningful connections. It's time to embrace your inherent power, define your unique purpose, and prosper in every aspect of your life. Let's get started. Hey there. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. I am your host, Sabine Gideon. If you are completely new to the show, welcome. Excited to have you here. And for those of you who are longtime listeners, welcome back. So for those of you who are new, in addition to being the host of this show, I offer support to high achieving women in the form of coaching, mentorship, training, and community so that, of course, they can continue to excel and lead in every area of their lives. And that includes mind, body, spirit, heart, wallet, relationships, and legacy. So I'm really, really grateful that you've chosen to spend this time with me this week. And I look forward to engaging with you as part of the larger community at some point. So with that, as we've been doing for the last few weeks, I'm going to kick us off with the gratitude note for this particular week. If you're completely new to this and you're like, what is she talking about? At the start of every show, I am sharing something that I am grateful for. And in that, I'm also inviting those of you who are listening to think of something that you are grateful for as well. And that could be something that happened this week, something that happened earlier in the month. Of course, if you're not in a place where you can write it down, that's completely fine. You can just think about it. And for whatever reason, if nothing comes to mind, that's totally okay. I still invite you to consider making it a priority before you go to bed tonight to write down at least one thing that you are grateful for. Because as I've learned and as I've been sharing and will continue to share, there is power in gratitude. It not only just shifts your perspective, but it also allows things to come to you in ways that are inexplicable. So I won't go into that right now, but I do truly believe that gratitude opens doors to miracles. And as a listener of the show and as a member of my community, I want you to experience an abundance of miracles in your life. So to the extent that you can, whether it's just this time that you're listening, you know, incorporate some more gratitude because, you know, the world is worlding. And while the world is worlding and there are things that are outside of our control, there are things that are within our control. And there are things that we can find in our lives that are working that we can express gratitude for. So with that, my gratitude moment or my gratitude note this week is with regards to the fact that I just launched the networking series with the women experts. So you will start to hear episodes starting next week with the powerhouse LinkedIn networking branding experts that are in my community who have, you know, willingly come on and they're going to share all of their wisdom, their insight, tools, strategies that they use so that you, you know, you can get some inside scoop on what's happening, what's new out there. Most of them, their primary platform is LinkedIn, obviously. So a lot of the conversation is going to be how to position yourself on LinkedIn, how to leverage the tool, some of the backhand stuff that, you know, most everyday users don't see or engage with. They will be sharing that. Starting next week, I will be releasing those on the podcast. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful to those women for sharing their wisdom, their knowledge, that they, you know, they charge companies and they charge clients to share. So be sure to tune in. So with that, going into this week's episode or this week's content and the final of the series that I've been doing. So I'll just do a real quick recap of what we've done. I won't go into details, but you can go back to episode 101 and catch everything from the beginning if you have not been tuning in. So we started with the connector's mindset. What does that look like? What do we need to do? What digging do we need to do to get to a place where we understand the why behind why we want to network, what we want to get out of it, you know, what we're bringing to the table. Then we talked about your value assessment. So your strengths, your skills, your knowledge, and your opportunities. You did a little 360 assessment on yourself with people who are close to you, hopefully. We also talked about ecosystems and what that looked like. So the six primary ecosystems in which we know people or the world operates really, and that we have relationships in. So family and friends, career and profession, interests and hobbies, finance, community, and politics. And then last week, I had you go back of the list of the people that you know, identify which ecosystem that they fall into, and then rank based on the level of importance or level of closeness to you. So one being really, really close to you, five being more of an associate or an acquaintance. And then once you had their ranking, you would then go in and create your success circles. So your success circles included your Fab Five. So the five people who are the closest to you outside of those who are in your home, then your core 50. So your circle of influence, these are people that, you know, they're your peers, they're people you've worked with in the past that you trust, that you admire, that, you know, have opened doors for you at some point. And then your essential 100, which is your larger, more diverse group of associates, past colleagues, clients, you name it. And we talk through the cadence of reaching out or the recommended cadence of reaching out to them, which Fab Five, daily or weekly, core 50, monthly, and then the essential 100 on a quarterly basis. And so I went into tools that you can use, how to leverage that process. So again, if you missed any of those, feel free to go back starting at episode 101 and you can catch all those details. Today, I'm going to wrap it up with, you know, now that you have all this information, now that you've identified these people, what now? What now? What do you do with that? Outside of, you know, creating a system and a process to touch base, connect, and build those relationships. If you tuned in, I want to say it was episode 95, so earlier in this year, which at the time of the recording was 2024, I talked about goals, right? Because it was beginning of the year. Everyone is talking about their goals. Everyone's trying to figure out, you know, what they were going to do, what they wanted to achieve at the end of the year. And yes, that process is important in setting your goals, in setting the vision for what you want to accomplish. But rather than going into the typical pattern of now I got to get all the stuff done, my challenge or my invitation to you was to think through, okay, if I want to achieve these, who do I have already in my network, in my circle, whatever you want to call it, who can support me, who can assist me in achieving this versus, you know, feeling like, oh, I have these really, really big goals. So now I got to grind. Now I got to hustle. Now I got to get to that place of burnout just to reach it. We're over that. We are over that. When the studies show that, you know, over 70%, I think it's as high as 80% of leaders in organizations are burnt out or report having been burnt out. And Lord knows that number is even higher for entrepreneurs. So when we're in a state where burnout is everywhere and we're all experiencing it, that's a problem. And that's a sign and that's a signal that it's time for us to do things differently. And so that's what I've been offering you since the beginning of the year, a different way of doing things. Still getting the goals done, still achieving the things that you want to achieve, still making the impact that you want to make without the cost of your mental health, your emotional health, your physical health, and anything else. So say all that to say, once you've gotten, you know, your list, your circles, and all those, go back to the goals. Go back to the goals that you created at the beginning of the year. And I would say if you haven't broken them down, if you just have like end of the year goals, break them down even further to 3-month goals and 6-month goals. As I've shared before, I love to do things in quarters. So I live by 90 days. And 90 days is a small enough chunk. Well, it's a long enough time for you to see what's working, what's not working, but it's also a small enough chunk for you to stay focused and not lose steam, so to speak, as you're moving forward. So go back to your goals. If you've already broken them down into quarters, great. If not, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year. What do you want to accomplish? Then you're going to go to your success circle and you're going to look at the people that you identified there and then start to, one, if you haven't talked to them in a while, the first thing you're doing is not reaching out and saying, hey, can you help me? The first thing that you're doing is reaching out, connecting, finding out what they have going on, what's important to them, how can you support them? And then letting them know, okay, this is what I have planned, or this is what I'm looking to do. And as I was looking at my network, you know, I know that you're skilled in X and I could really use your support with that. So you're going to leverage this work that you've done with identifying this core 155 people. Then you're going to look at the goals that you've created for yourself for this year. Maybe you've done, you know, 3 year goals, 5 year goals, who knows? But once you've done that, you will then go back to these individuals and start to build the relationships and be intentional and targeted when you are reaching out to people in terms of what it is that you're looking for them to do for you and or support you with, and at the same time, what you can or are willing to do to help and or support them. So hopefully you're following along and you're doing this work, but you know, the goal here is that we are working smarter this year. We're not working harder. We're not burning out. We are leveraging our resources, and our most valuable resources are people. Whether you are in traditional corporate environment, whether you are an entrepreneur, whatever that looks like, your most valuable resource are the people that you know, the connections that you have. One conversation, one drop of your name in a room that you're not in can completely fast track whatever it is that you're trying to create, or it can open a door that, you know, you had no idea you needed open. So, you know, I can't stress this enough. Obviously, as we go through the rest of this series or this part of the series, we're going to go into a little bit more on the technical side of how to do this, leveraging platforms like LinkedIn. However, this is the core. This is the meat. Like, once your profile is optimized, once you have all your tools in place and your stuff set up, this is the stuff that you need to work on a regular basis as you're building, as you're growing, as you're creating a space where you're creating that impact. So, you know, I could have easily started with, oh, this is all the stuff that you do on LinkedIn. There's a lot of LinkedIn training out there. There's all the stuff that you can do, but most people, they go through it and then they don't do anything because it feels overwhelming or it feels impersonal. It doesn't feel natural. So I've given you a framework and a tool in which you can use it, make it your own, whatever that looks like, so that you can build these normal or these natural relationships with people and engage and support and get support. So then once you're at a place where you're thinking, I need to build my pipeline, or maybe I'm looking to make my next move and I need to, you know, fast track it, then you'll have the technical stuff, the tools to help you do that much easier. So that's all that I have for you today. My hope and my prayer is that you are implementing some, if not all, of this, and that you are, or, you know, you start where you can and then continue to build. And as we have these interviews and they're giving you these tips and these tricks and everything, save the episodes that you could go back to them if you're not ready to implement or execute right now. But don't let it just be like, oh my gosh, that's so fascinating, and then you do nothing with it. That's not going to help you. That's not going to support you. And I don't want to hear, you know, come June, you have to take an extended break because you're done already, right? We're trying to achieve all of the goals this year without risking our mental, our emotional, our physical, our spiritual health in any capacity. So again, thank you for tuning in. I will be back next week with a fabulous female powerhouse as we dissect networking from a platform perspective. Take care and we'll talk soon. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you found today's conversation helpful or got a piece of insight that you plan to implement in your life, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me on LinkedIn at Sabine Gideon and send me a message, or feel free to leave a review on either Apple or Spotify. I also invite you to share this episode with anyone in your network, another powerhouse possibly, who you think might benefit from today's conversation. Lastly, as always, any links, any resources, or any upcoming training is included in the show notes, so be sure to check that before you leave today. Until we chat again, have a blessed and powerful week.